You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1996.
And welcome to the February 1996 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I am Fred Moby here in the Sheetrock Announce Booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, that's L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our infamous voicemail system is area code 419-228-4199. Our fax number, 419-221-1609. And on the Internet, our email address is gnbc@alphaalpha.wcoil.com. Now you have all the addresses, with the exception of, just like to make mention that those of you that are members and wish to use the address which is on our cassette, please do so. That's no problem at all. We use the post office box for most correspondence, but if you are a member of the DX Audio Service and wish to send a letter or a package to us, you can always use that address right on your cassette label. A correction from our last magazine. I talked a little bit about the Simon Air Check and our feature cassette, which is Ladies on the Air, and said that anyone who did not contribute to it could buy it for $10. That was my error. It should have been $5. A little case of dyslexic, or perhaps maybe I should be putting on my glasses when I'm reading the copy here in the announce booth, but it's $5 for Ladies on the Air, a C90 cassette from the DX Audio Service and its members. It's available from the Publication Center for only $5. Catalog number AA001, the first in the series. And we have Simon Air Check just about done for our second version. We'll have details on that maybe later or on our next edition. And if you like to DX, if you like to listen to the radio, if you like to listen to talk shows, give us a call. We're going to be on the Al Wisk Show on WBAP 820 in Fort Worth, Dallas, on February 2nd, 1996, starting at 11:30 Eastern Time. That will be following the hockey game on WBAP. Al's invited me to be on his program, talk about the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, the DX hobby, radio listening in general, and whatever's on your mind. You might want to give us a call if you have something to contribute to the program. The phone numbers for the Al Wisk Show are 800-288-9227 or 817-787-1820. And we'd like to hear from DX Audio Service members, especially those of you which are up in the New England states, perhaps Canada or even Washington State, Oregon, Montana, you know, some of them far away locations from Fort Worth, Dallas. The further away, the better. So give us a call at one of those phone numbers and let's talk about DX and let people who listen to WBAP know a little bit about the radio listening hobby. Oh, and when you do call, be sure to say hello to Arnold Evans, who's the screener for his show, and tell him that you're a DX Audio Service member. And if you'd like to get on the web and look at WBAP's webpage, their page is http://www.wbap.com. As many of you know, the Federal Communications Commission is considered one of those non-essential government agencies. I think you better roll the disclaimer before I say my next line.
The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
As if we haven't known that for several years. Thank you for that. I'm going to get in trouble for that, I know. And because of that, Jerry Starr is not going to be with us for an AM switch because we don't have any press release information. So we're going to invite Jerry's good buddy from the Sunshine State in to sit in his studio and talk to us about the travelogue. Here's John Bowker.
Hey, Fred, how come Jerry gets a softer chair than my usual chair? Look, and look at his desk. It's beautiful. And the shining knobs. He's got a VU meter. I got those idiot... So this is what it's like to be number one, huh?
John, it's time for the travelogue.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Hello, everybody. Hey, Jerry, we miss you because if you don't, give us any changes, then we don't get any dots on our map, and that means we're going to have the shortest motorhome trip on record this 1996 summer. So I hope the FCC gets back, and anyway, we miss you, Jerry. Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, Fred, have you got a WKMH jingle?
Sure, right here in this rack. How about this one?
WKMH 1310.
Oh, that's a good one. Wait till you hear the one I've got.
Miles the round from Detroit land. Dial WKMH.
This is WKMH Dearborn with studios atop the Townhouse Hotel in Detroit, the radio hub of our Motor City.
Oh, yes, and the Motor City indeed. And wouldn't you wonder if they would use such a jingle as that? Very long, slow jingle in this day and age. But that call sign disappeared by 1990, and 1310 sounded like this in Detroit for a brief time.
And we'll have more tickets to give away a little later on in the program before 10 o'clock. Right now, this is WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit. We're going to take care of some biz. And then Dave is standing by with a final look at news, and we'll check the weather for you again, too, so stay with us.
And if you were to go there today, this is what you'd hear.
2 o'clock in Motown with Bob Jones at AM 1310, WMTG, Dearborn, Detroit.
Well, way up north in the mitten of Michigan, not to be confused with the thumb of Michigan, you'll find a cultural center up in the vast woods of the North Country. And these sounds at 1310.
New York!
The memories are right here at Stardust 1310, WCCW Traverse City.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, and two good economic reports have been released by the government.
Good. Well, next we visit the middle of Middle America.
WIRP, Indianapolis. It's 11 o'clock. This is John Driscoll.
Hey, where's your jingle, Tom?
It's the radio WIRP, Indianapolis.
That's a little better. They changed calls after that. Here's a recording made in 1990.
The sound of WTUX Indianapolis, where we have the music of your life. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon with WTUX News on the Hour. I'm Alex Whitaker.
Who says it never rains in Indianapolis? Did you hear the static in the background there? Well, to bring us up to date in Indianapolis, here's their present call.
2700 South Madison, next to Kmart, and 71st and Michigan Road.
WTLC AM, Indianapolis.
As promised, we have Phil Perry.
Okay, and we're going to travel about 200 miles north to the home of the University of Wisconsin now.
Madison's news, weather, and sports authority. News Radio 1310, WIBA, Madison.
CBS News, this is Chris Stanley. Nearly 1,500 people live on Grand Isle, Louisiana, the state's only populated barrier island, and they're now in the midst of a voluntary evacuation.
Well, that doesn't sound very good, does it? But off we go to a ball game from the southeasterly corner of Iowa.
Dick Clark's Rock Rollin' Oldies Show, following Hawkeye Basketball from 1310 KOKX, Keokuk, Hamilton.
And from the middle of the state, we hear...
From the album The Best of Vern Gosden, that is definitely one of his older best ones. That is Hangin' On from 1310 Country, KDLS and Perry Studios in Jefferson, too. Well, no need for me to tell you that today is just a gorgeous day.
And I guess.
We've had the luxury.
Down into Huckleberry Finn country now.
And right where it is on the future hits. See ya!
Joel Bender, future hits.
1310 KFSB, Joplin's news leader.
Fine. Well, just a half hour south of Little Rock, Arkansas, is the quiet town of Malvern, Arkansas. And this station is one of the few still limited to 500 watts during the day at their
KTEN. On the Arkansas Radio Network.
KBOK FM 93.3 and 1310 AM in Malvern. Your weather forecast this afternoon, partly cloudy with a high of 90 to 95. Yesterday's high was 91, the overnight low 56. Here at the KBOK studios, it's 88 in downtown Malvern. It is 97 degrees.
Okay, that weather sounds pretty good this time of year, doesn't it? And here's another 500 water on 1310.
Stereo 1310 is KEZM,
Foundation.
Sulphur Lake Show.
Presenting Speaker Gary O'Neill and William F. Buckley.
Buckley and O'Neill together, how come?
I'm here to elucidate on the prodigious benefits of space technology, and you?
To bring what you say down to Earth.
Hey, come on now, break it up, fellas. We butchered that station break, didn't we? Or we didn't, they did. Let's try it again.
Hits of all time are on KEZM Sulphur Lake Charles, number one oldie.
That's better. Hop into the Texas Panhandle for today's first Spanish lesson.
Cero, área 806.
KZIP, Amarillo.
For you students of Spanish, you know that that's KZIP in Amarillo. You see, when you know the language, it's a lot easier to understand the station break, isn't it? Almost like it was in English. Back now to the Metroplex and the NBC News and Information Service.
All news, all day, every day. WRR, Dallas.
From the WRR News Desk at 1 o'clock.
That started as a police radio station in Dallas in the early 20s, and that station also changed call letters lots. WRR, by the way, just for you call letter collectors, is now the FM station in Dallas, so they didn't get rid of the call sign completely. Here's how they sound today, though. 1310 in Dallas.
Your radio station for big bands and great singers, 1310 KAAM, Dallas-Fort Worth.
The 16 NATO leaders are gearing up for tomorrow's two-day summit meeting in London. I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network.
Now, wait a minute before you jump all over me. Okay, Jerry, I got it, yeah. Today, that was 1992 that recording was made. Here's what they sound like today in Dallas at 1310.
Until next Saturday at 1, keep your goals high and your stick down. So long.
Your ticket is KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Sports Radio 1310.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Linda Kenyon. Former Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North defeats former Reagan Administration Budget Chief James Miller to win the Republican nomination for Virginia's Senate seat.
Okay, west now to the fabulous city with the Riverwalk.
KCWE, San Antonio, que suave AM 1310. Muy buenos días, ya son las 10:02. Las 10 de la mañana, 2 minutos en tu estación. Que suave.
That was KZVE in San Antonio, recorded in 1992 again. Northward into Kansas we go.
KBUF, Holcomb Garden City, and KFLA, Scott City, Garden City.
Count holding, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
Let's jump over the line into Nebraska.
3 days and no cost to you.
This is 1310 AM. KGMT, Fairbury, Nebraska.
No problem for Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's just been unanimously recommended for confirmation to the Supreme Court by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Here's a 5,000-watt voice right on the Minnesota border.
We'll talk about the cleanup efforts after Hurricane Andrew in Florida and Louisiana. And closer to home, a good report card for education in North Dakota. KNOX's Doug Barrett will have details on these stories and more coming up at 12:30. But first, Paul Harvey News.
You're listening to News Radio 1310 AM KNOX in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Good afternoon. McPherson Jewelry Diamond Time is exactly 12 noon, and it is time for Paul Harvey News, being brought to you locally today by Skip's Budget Drug.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Okay, and meanwhile, to the west of Grand Forks, about a state and a half.
Montana's choice for pure country music, 1310 AM, KEIN, Great Falls.
I'm Dave Adams. In the news this hour, President Clinton has sent his chief of staff, Leon Panetta, to Capitol Hill to ride herd on last-minute lobbying for the crime bill.
We move southward into Colorado. Here's how a 500-watt pre-sunrise authority sounds.
1 o'clock, I'm Bob Byrne. Colorado's first and Northern Colorado's best.
AIDS on the rise. And concern about a teenage patient. Mutual News, I'm Dirk Van in New York.
Now, just outside our 76th largest market is this little town of Corrales, New Mexico.
New Mexico's power station. KIVA-FM, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, KCRQ, Corrales. This is Heat 105.
And then back in 1990, while we were in the 76th largest market, we made this tape.
KIVA, Albuquerque, Corrales, New Mexico. Your station for memories.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case. Bloody gloves at the crime scene and at O.J. Simpson's home are the same model worn by Simpson during 1991 football telecasts.
And here's the adult standards voice for our 21st largest market.
Weekend World. Stay right here. There's more to come on AM 1310 KXAM. Mesa, Scottsdale, Phoenix, and Sun City.
Phoenix area weather is sunny today with a high in the upper 70s, then the low 80s for Sunday.
Low 80s, that's about normal for any Sun City. But now listen to this lively sound that same station had 5 years ago.
Straight up, 9 o'clock at KZDP AM and FM, Mesa, Phoenix, a service of Nationwide Communications. It's me, it's John O'Rourke, and it's the best summer of your life from your number one hit music station.
11 in a row, KZDP 104.7.
That girl. 1, 2, 3, and I woke up early this morning and I went to the five and dime.
All right, that's enough. See, by the way, I missed a station while we were up visiting and listening in the Upper Rockies.
So now you know the rest of the story.
Don't worry.
We love you, Magic Valley. KLIX, Twin Falls.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. In top-level math, it was 7 plus 1 in Munich today.
Okay, now, into the southern reaches of the Golden State.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stereo 910, KVDQ, Hesperia, and 1310, KIQQ, Barstow.
Mutual News. A chauffeur is giving key testimony at this hour in the O.J. Simpson preliminary hearing.
Back in 1987, Mark Stricker came up with this idea.
Serving the high desert, this is Lucky 1310. KIOT Barstow.
And this next one is a dandy, sent to us a few years back by Scott Johnson.
KCRE Crescent City.
CNN Radio News.
All right. Here's a perfect call sign for an all-news station, I think.
California, owned and operated by Powell Communications West, Incorporated. KFYI operates at 1310 kilocycles with 5,000 watts of power. Studio and transmitter are located near the toll plaza at the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Bridge. At this time, KFYI resumes its scheduled broadcasting with 1310 music.
That's in Oakland, California, and they should have been all news, but something had to give.
The Boss of the Bay is back to stay.
KGIA, Oakland.
Well, that's kind of a bright sound from the toll plaza of the Oakland-San Francisco Bridge. We're going to move down to the Central Valley of California.
If you tune us in, you'll never tune us out. It's the music you remember on KTKR, Taft, Bakersfield.
Well, up along the quiet Pacific coast, just west of Corvallis, Oregon, is Newport, Oregon.
Do not necessarily reflect the opinions of station owners, management, or staff.
This is KNPT, Newport, Lincoln City.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. More speeches coming up as the Democratic Convention begins session number 3.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Our last stop this month takes us to 1310 in the Yakima River Basin in southern Washington.
Yakima Valley Country, 1009, KARY Prosser, KARY FM, Grandview.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good day. I'm Deacon Paul. President Bush says misinformation...
Well, that's going to wrap up the 1310 tape. We had about 70 stations on this channel, so thanks very much, Fred, for allowing us the extra time on the travelogue. Jim, you can stop looking at the clock now. You see, everybody, Jim Snowbarger sits in the studio waiting to go on and keeps asking, is he done yet? Well, Jim, the answer is yes, and I can't think of a more talented guy to take over these microphones, so play your theme, Jim.
Oh, man, I am getting so sick of winter, I could kill people. I don't even want to hear about how nice it is in Florida. I don't want to know. All right. Hello there. Welcome to another edition of the Bandscan Column, where we're finishing up with Ron Clark out in central North Carolina. But before I do that, I thought maybe you'd just like to hear a little snatch of the new 1660 station, WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey, as captured at my location here in central Iowa. I believe they're running 10 kilowatts when I heard them about 6 p.m. Central Time.
Every child's got to have his own bell.
Yeah, a little blood, sweat, and tears there, my God.
1660, WJDM Elizabeth.
There you go. My first official catch, shall we say, on the expanded band. Ron Clark is finishing up his tour of Central North Carolina this month, starting at 1220 kilohertz. That's next in sound.
NRC.
Yes, sir.
DXIO.
At 1220 on the dial is WREV Reidsville, North Carolina. 1230 is a local WMFR High Point, North Carolina. 1250 is a urban contemporary gospel WDVA, Danville, Virginia. At 1260 is WKXR, Asheboro, North Carolina. 1270 WHEO, Stuart, Virginia. 1280 is WSAT, Salisbury, North Carolina. And I'll turn the antenna and get WYVE in Whitfield, Virginia. 1290 is WHKY News Talk 1290 Hickory, North Carolina, and used to be WNBL, but I'm not sure of the call now. Maybe WFYN or WFNY, but it's an oldie station in Rocky Mount, Virginia, and 1300 local WSYD, Mount Airy, North Carolina. It'll be a country station.
I think he is really showing.
Well, as I said, the O.J. and Mark Furman show's about over.
What you have done is reprehensible, and sexual harassment is a new crime. And I realize it's been going on since dawn of mankind?
So what are you saying here? Okay. I am saying that the two were different things. I am saying that Mel Reynolds, this was a woman outside.
He did a real good job. He was real proud of.
Okay, well, we hope we'll help you find that trailer you're needing.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you,
All right, the Joy Bells want to get a trailer, small trailer, to haul around all of their equipment, sound system, and instruments and things that they use in their musical ministry. That would certainly be...
marks an historic in baseball, and we warmly congratulate you on this achievement. Thank you, Cal.
Cal Ripken and Brady Anderson, two very close friends, teammates.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. A good investment is like a good woman. The appreciation just grows over time. For example, I have a $20 bill in one hand and a $20 gold coin in the other.
We're no stranger to rain.
WSYD can be heard in other parts of the region at sunrise, sunset, and at night as well, north and south of North Carolina. 1310, nothing to speak of. There's a gospel station in Charlotte, not audible here. 1320 is a local news talker. WWWB, also simulcast with AM 1230. They're a duopoly. At 1330 is WBTM in Danville, Virginia. Doesn't come in well. 1340 is WPOL. Black Gospel in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 1360s WBOB, Galax, Virginia. Behind it can be heard WCHL in Chapel Hill. 1370 WHEE with Lee Maribal. And that's from Martinsville, Virginia. 1380s a local WTOB, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 1400 is WKEW News Talk in Greensboro, North Carolina.
They've been owned by the Hathcock family for over 50 years. When you need groceries, you can depend on the Cloverleaf.
Hoosier Security Services is recognized as a concerned and professional leader in the security business.
Mark Beers and Robert Berko, 1,447 pages. On treating the dying, the book says someone would just monster live.
You're mine, so go ahead and chat with us. Now, I've got a few more here. What are some of the skills taught by a specialist like yourself at the elementary school level?
Okay, 1410 is WRIS, Christian Programming, Roanoke, Virginia. Sometimes behind it you can hear SRC, Urban Contemporary Gospel, Durham, North Carolina. And on 1420s, WMYN, Madison, Mayodan, North Carolina. And there's a little bit of 1430 there, WMNC, Morganton, North Carolina. 1440s, WLXN, Lexington, North Carolina. And we'll dedicate the Ludlow Porch program that's on there to Ann Porter. 1450s, WMVA. And that's in Martinsburg, Virginia. And in 1460, 70, 80, and 90s, nothing worth anything.
Your pack sets are selling for on the market, and it's made in the USA. Here's the deal. It comes complete with an outdoor antenna kit, long wire kit. That's included.
Was with computers.
Yeah.
But they'll be glad and thank the good Lord that you've got that.
How about brothers and sisters, Big John? Do they tend to be lean?
I don't have any brothers nor sisters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My boy is, he has to watch his weight. He's 50 years old.
$1,500 will be WSMX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. $1,510, WQMG, Greensboro, North Carolina. Both of them are gospel music. 1520s WDSL Mocksville gets out well, sunrise and sunset. 1530s WFIC Collinsburg, Virginia. 1550s a local WBFJ Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And 1590s WOKX in High Point, North Carolina. That's an urban gospel station as well.
Make her wine. You gave up the only one who ever.
And that was Carl Story and the Rambling Mountaineers. The family reunion up now. We've got the Osborne Brothers Red Allen down in the Willow Garden.
For Within is an excellent resource for strengthening your.
From Central North Carolina. This is Ron Clark for the DX Audio Service.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our view from Central North Carolina by day, as put together for us by Ron Clark. Ron, we certainly do appreciate the time it took to compose that and send it this direction. You know, this is a listener-supported column, and it's important that we hear from you if you've got material you think might be of interest to Band Scanders. Scanders? Send it this direction. We'll tell you in a second how to do that. Coming up in the next few months here in the column, some interesting things. We'll take a trip to Kansas City. Kansas City by day. That's not far away. Also, we think Miami by night is in the hopper. And we're working on a nighttime scan from Hawaii. Hawaii. We don't know if that's going to work out or not, but it's not here yet. But we got both fingers crossed. That'd be great. And coming up next month, a summary of my recent trip to the south of France. I had a tape recorder running and captured some things and also some comments about what I heard in Amsterdam, but didn't record because my, my recorder was in my luggage, which was elsewhere. If you do any air travel, you know how that is. I know how that is, but I don't know who this is. The most unusual interval signal I've ever heard. Caught this over in Europe, signing on about 1,700 hours in lower part of the 49-meter band, but don't know the frequency. This is a lot of fun. I love it.
La, 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 da, 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 da.
Jim, it's not really appropriate for you to be jamming here on the DX Audio Service.
Oh, all right. To submit your tapes to the band scan column, you'll need my postal address. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I take mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158, and the email address is jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. Stay warm. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Jim. In the past couple of weeks, I've had several interviews and talked to several people regarding the question, is AM radio dying and is the DX hobby dying? And I have some particular thoughts on it, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. On the next edition, give us a call on the Action Line, area 419-228-4199, and let us know if you think the AM radio band is dying, if DXing is dying, and what the future looks like. And on Side 2 of this magazine, I'll read a letter that I wrote to Radio World Magazine concerning the subject of DXing is on the way out. But right now, here's Bruce Conti with a look at radio in Europe.
In znaku je bilo ura 23. Radio Slovenija, prvi program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm the snowbound Bruce Conti. Boy, you DXers down in Florida just don't know the fun you're missing out on. I'll take 3 feet of snow over your sunshine any day. Tom Walsh is also enjoying the snow here in the Northeast and has provided an interesting air check of Radio Slovenia 918 kilohertz recorded while in Germany on business. So this time around, rather than straining your ears on static-filled DX, sit back, crank up the stereo, and enjoy the Mediterranean-influenced modern Slovene music of Radio Slovenia.
Ura je bila 22. Radio Slovenija, prvi program. Na vrsti je oddaja Zrcalo dneva. Pred mikrofonom je Gregor Krajc.
Dobar večer vam želim.
The recording was made on November 15th, 1995, from just a couple of minutes before 2100 through 2200 hours UTC. There is a ID and time pips on the hour at 2100, and according to the World Radio Handbook, an English program is supposed to occur at 2130, however, no sign of that was noted.
Pregled našega jutrišnjega radijskega in televizijskega sporeda, četrtek 16. novembra 1995, Radio Slovenija, prvi program. V prvi uri oddaje dobrodošli, na sporedu vsak četrtek ob 8 in 5 minut, do 10. nam bodo gostje predstavili Velike Lašče in okolico, ob pol 10. pa bo z nami v studiju igralec Boris Juh. Poslušalci, ponovno se je na naši delovni mizi nabral kupček novih, svežih in zanimivih laserskih plošč, tako imenovano etno glasbo oziroma z World Music stujko. Nekaj jih bomo predstavili tudi na svojšnji vodaji.
Ka gumuli udala zma
V kateri združujejo svoje moči glasbeniki iz različnih celin, bomo slišali skladbo z nove plošče kubanske zasedbe Son 14 s klavijaturistom Adalbertom Alvarezom. The Big Sound, veliki zvok, Son 14 pomeni, da je v zasedbi 14 glasbenikov in da igrajo priljubljeno kubansko plesno glasbeno obliko z imenom Son. Skupino Son 14 vodi pevec Eduardo Morales, poznan tudi po imenu Tiburon, kar pomeni morski pes.
No, pero como quieras, si vimos, si vimos. right.
Spanish music on Radio Slovenia. DXers, beware. If you hear Spanish music on 918 kilohertz, it doesn't necessarily mean you're hearing Madrid, Spain. It could be these guys instead. Radio Slovenia. Thanks to Tom Walsh for the air check. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Cheer radio, fine-tuning time.
We now pause for pattern and frequency change. Flip over to side 2 for more of the DX audio service.